This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final hour, big show. 60 minutes to go. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Covered a lot of ground, talked about a lot of things. Always accommodating to you, the listener that wants to be a suspect on the show. You know how to reach us, Twitter, or the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776.
Somebody want to know what day you're sitting in on the Blitz with AJ.
That ain't it.
If I'm out, have you ever considered having AJ on the show?
Never in a million years.
What about Fred?
Fred, I would be okay with. I've done shows with Fred before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah? You did? I've done the Blitz with Fred before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, remember when Joel first came on board? He's kind of sat in on just about every show,
didn't
you?
Oh, I did the world tour.
Yeah. They were parading him around. Look at this. We got Joel, one Joseph Blank in the house. He did pretty much every show. You even did Game Day, right?
I did Game Day with Shock.
Yeah,
and you and I did A&M.
Yeah, what was that show? I don't even know. Who did we fill in for? I have no idea.
Well, that was just the remote. You're not necessarily filling in. You're just kind of preempting somebody.
Didn't they kind of open up the Cannell spot, Russillo and Cannell
spot,
without
they were
having
filling
anybody
it in.
There?
Yeah, that might have been the case.
We filled in after John and Sean at that point.
Yes.
And I worked with Sean, and I did several with John. And I did Raheel remotes in Beaumont because no one wanted to go, I'm sure. Yeah, so I basically ran the gamut there for a while.
Right. Yeah. Somebody wanted to know where to go. Damn it, where to go. If the Texans get Butler, Nate Solder, and Jimmy Graham, is that a successful offseason or do they need more?
Depends on how much money you've had to pay, but I'd say it'd be pretty successful if you got those kind of guys.
Yeah, I would totally agree
even
with you on that.
Even if they do need more, I feel like it's
because
successful.
You solve your left tackle position, you add somebody that can actually play in the secondary, and you add another weapon for Hopkins. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a successful free agent offseason, which would be the polar opposite of what they did last year. They signed nobody. So I think you almost have to do something. It was a rough year for Texans fans last year, and kind of to your point that you were making earlier, they need to do something positive. This team right now, with everything that we talked about in hour one, going on with behind the scenes with Bob McNair and the inmates running the prison, and the fact that the season was down, all the injuries, and it's just been bad. And I think they need something positive. So getting a couple of those big name free agent guys could go a long way for the fans going into next season. And now they've got to produce if they do that. Everybody's got to stay healthy, and they've got to produce.
And it's kind of like we've said in a lot of ways, for whatever reason, Rick got off on the wrong foot as a GM and his drafts, and everybody has different things they point at. If you're Gain and you say, okay, all eyes on me, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression, and my first impression is without a first or second round pick, and he could also trade into one of those rounds and get a pick, which would also set him up for a positive start with the fan base. But you're right. If you could get free agency to get guys like that, if you could make a trade to either get a second round pick or get some high quality draft picks that really pan out in the rounds that you do have picks, and that works out, and you could also maybe kibosh some of the stereotypes that are out there about what we're talking about today with racism and anti-Americanism and all the other things, you could really start your legacy off with a bang.
So here's one thing, because you're talking about trading the picks, and you're right. I was trying to look up, what do they have? We know this year they don't have a first-round pick.
Or a second. Right?
The Browns have both one and two.
Yep.
They have the compensatory pick for A.J. Bouye, which is a third-round pick. They got the Seahawks' third-round pick, and they have their own third-round pick.
So they have three.
They have three picks in the third round.
That's big.
Yeah. They've got one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Three sixth-round picks in the seventh. But once you get past four, it's like whatever. But, yeah, so they have three third-round picks and a fourth-round pick. In 2019, they do have two second-round picks. So it might be possible to take a second-rounder next year and a third-rounder this year and say, hey, we'll give you our third-rounder this year and a second-rounder to a team that maybe has a couple of second-round picks and move up around and maybe get a guard, an interior lineman, or some help in the secondary in the second round. That might actually be a possibility, and it won't surprise me if they work something out like that. Now, it may not be exactly what I said, where you're giving up next year's a second round pick next year and a third round pick this year to move up to the second round this year, but you may see them add a fourth round pick or something like that along with it. But I could see them moving up.
I doubt they move up into the first.
They don't have enough right now, but I could see them maybe, you know, with 3 6-round picks. You throw that in there. I could see it.
And it makes a splash with the fan base.
Yeah.
Because they're already demoralized about the thinking about the draft, going, you know, this sucks. No first, no second. So the GM's gone, but he's left his mark one last time, where you're a really bad team and should have a top five pick, and instead you're waiting till the third round. All of a sudden, right off the top, he gets you either a first or a second, and you're like, okay, I like it. He's doing some things aggressively to help this team. That's a good sign. Then if he dabbles in free agency and he gets a couple of those guys, hey, dude's doing some work. Now you're winning over your team and your fan base.
Yeah.
Because now the players in the locker room are like, I like this guy. He's not afraid to go get some veterans that'll help us.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, you know, if you can move up, there is some – there's some guys that can help you in the second round at positions of need. So that's definitely an option for them, or hope that becomes an option for them, that they move up. So, well, we'll see.
It should be an interesting offseason, but like I said, a lot more focus because of the fact that it is his first year and people are hoping for a different direction for this franchise to go and do some things, make some waves. We mentioned Lance is back from the combine. Well, one guy that never left but was reporting on the combine is now available for what, the third straight day, second straight day? Clarence is back. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys? I have a question and then a long shot question.
Okay.
My first question is about Jimmy Graham. What do you guys think about Jimmy Graham now? He's getting a little bit long in the tooth. He never was really a great blocking tight end. How many good... if they decide to go that route, how many good years or seasons do you think you can get out of him?
I think you sign him to a 2 or 3 year contract.
I agree.
I mean, he's 31 now. You don't commit long term to a 31-year-old tight end.
Not at that money.
Yeah. But I think you got to – he's not going to do it for, you know, a 1 year deal or something like that. But I think you've got to go 2 to 3 years at $8 to $10 million a year.
I'm with you.
I still think that's a little pricey for him.
Well, I mean, I just gave you some numbers.
That's
I don't know.
You want him to come crawling back to the Saints.
I don't know how long you've been listening, Clarence, but earlier,
I don't want him.
A couple of seconds ago,
crawling back.
He was second in the NFL in pass catching touchdowns. He had 10, second only to DeAndre Hopkins at 13. So he's still got some value.
Yeah, but $8 to $10 million value.
You want to add 10? Guess how many touchdowns the Texans had. I bet you if I looked it up, the Texans didn't have 10 combined touchdowns from all of their tight ends.
I was just going to say, take all the tight ends on the roster, and you're not even going to call maybe half of them.
Absolutely. Because Graham becomes a red zone weapon for sure.
Yeah.
Now you've got him across the middle and DeAndre Hopkins on a fade route. I like that.
I do, too. Like I said, he's a little long in the tube, but we've got to see where he goes.
He's old.
My second thing, guys. What do you think, and I know I'm going to get some shock out of some Houston people, what do you think of putting J.J. Watt up as a trade value?
We talked about this while you were at the combine. We talked about this while you were traveling to the combine. The biggest thing...
Yeah, I'm trying to travel to the draft.
Well, you need to be there. The biggest thing, Clarence, is the fact that you got to find a team willing to take him. It's one thing that his contract is huge. It's another thing. There's so much insecurity and question marks about his health. I've even talked to NFL people about it too, and they said, yeah, it just, even if you wanted to, I don't think there's a team on the planet right now that would kick the tires enough to say we're willing to commit that much money and take the risk that he's going to be at least half the player he was before he got hurt the second time.
Yeah, you this team has enough PR nightmares going on right now. I really feel like that it would do a ton more damage. We just talked about the fact that if they could do some positive things in the draft and move up and sign some big-name free agents, that would go a long way. But you go and change the face of the franchise, and not just the face of the franchise, but right now, the face of the city. A guy who went out and did so much for Hurricane Harvey.
Great point.
Oh, God. PR nightmare for days. I don't think they want – they're not even considering that
this
year.
They're trying to build a new reputation of positivity. That doesn't get you off on the right foot.
They're definitely – I would be stunned if they were even considering that this year.
But you know what cures all that, guys?
Winning.
Winning.
Yep. For sure, man.
Winning to cure all of that.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. Have a good day. Hey, we only got a few minutes here before we got to get to a break, but guess what? The man who likes to squeak out quick and easy on hold.
The topic is what scares me.
Oh, no.
I know. Here we go. OU Mike, welcome.
The topic says racism. OU Mike, what's up?
I heard Joe mention racism just a minute ago, and it kind of brought into mind a few racial slurs I've been hearing lately that's kind of unacceptable, and I don't like hearing them.
Get ready, Nick.
So, first off, white people, somebody saying the Black Panther movie was not that good, totally unacceptable. And second, I've heard some white people saying that Lamar Jackson would make a good wide receiver. Two phrases, totally unacceptable, white people.
What?
He gone.
The hell does that even mean?
I don't know. I wanted to ask him if
he didn't hang up.
Oh, you Mike, how many customers have you had at
Xfinity?
I want to know how many stops he's made for Xfinity today.
I don't understand what that even means.
I don't either. Did I miss something? Is there a key phrase like fake news or something that totally unacceptable that we're missing on?
Well, I
don't know.
That was
the dude, you understand him better than most. Figure it out for us.
I'm gonna have to go to Google Translate. Translate what he said. Be like, all right, Google, convert this from redneck to English.
And the redneck twang was there a lot today.
I don't understand what any of that meant.
I think we're going to try and figure it out. Y'all try and do it too. If you got something to say, get on through to social media. Let us know. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a whole lot
more. That makes no sense. Oh, my goodness.
That's what we're going
to
do.
All right, right now, I want to tell you that, look, there's a lot of you out there that need to sell your house. I know that. I see it all the time where you're going through, we got tax season coming up, and you owe back taxes, or maybe January has passed, your HOA dues are past due for maybe the third, fourth year in a row. You've got a divorce that you're going through, and you and your spouse are trying to figure out what to do with the house. There's a ton of reasons why you need to sell your home, and you need to sell it quickly, and you need to get cash in hand. And that's why you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. I want you to call them, and I want you to get in touch with them, because they're going to come out. They're going to tell you what they'll give you, cash in hand for your home. And then once you get them involved in the process, they handle everything. It could not be easier and faster to sell your home than when you do it with Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. Get them started. They, like I said, they handle all the paperwork from the beginning all the way through closing. You sit back, relax. It's a stress-free way to sell your home. It's a quick and easy way to get cash for your house. Whether it's a foreclosure, bankruptcy, unemployment, it doesn't matter the reason. They're professional staff is going to come out. They're going to help you. They're going to take care of all the paperwork. They've got attorneys, title companies. It's so easy, guys. You got to get out of that house. You need to do it fast. You need to call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100. Look them up on the internet. It's GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to CultureMap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Results may vary. Call for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Back on The Usual Suspects Final Hour. Oh, fellas, tomorrow is a Way Back Wednesday. We have yet to pick a topic. Nick and I are both on par and on the same page as G, I believe, Nick.
G the Never Dude?
G. Okay. Yes, the Never Dude.
It's a different theme. We've never used it, and I'm pretty sure we can find a bunch of songs with
it. What is it?
He says, because we mentioned my wife and the stale yellow traffic light.
Yes.
We should do songs with color in the title.
Oh, and you guys like it?
I think I could do that. Here's cool. The other thing.
All right, I vote no.
I appreciate
you guys like it. I don't want to do it.
Now we're on the same page. We're finally thinking the same way. The other thing is he could have used a different thing and said, well, based on the Texans' comments again today, we could do songs about color. Kind of fits. Okay. Kind of the same thing.
All right. Barry backs away slowly.
Yes, he does. While he's chuckling the whole way back.
Yep. You on
that's
your own.
On you,
that
bro.
One.
You're that's on your own you. On that one. That's I knew
all,
that was coming.
That's all you, player. Okay. So is that the theme? Is that what we're going with?
I mean, I'm down for it if y'all
now, are. Hold on. I got to clarify. You know me, I'm a stickler for the rules.
Yep.
Is this songs that have an actual color in the title? Songs about color? Or if I could I just do Cyndi Lauper's True Colors? Because that's the word color.
It said specifically color in the title. On the
so if I so I would have to do like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. I couldn't do Cyndi Lauper's True Colors. Is this correct?
That would be correct.
You could do Ice-T Colors, no.
Okay, so you can't do Ice T's colors.
I don't have a problem with it.
No.
So you want to let it because you want Ice T colors? Nope. Is that a good song?
Yeah. Colors. You never heard that song? Colors.
Colors.
I am a knight. You never heard that?
I probably did, but I wouldn't remember the name.
I hate Ice T, but that's his only good song.
He did actually.
Don't come
Nick
with
is
that.
Right,
six
though.
In the morning police. Okay, I get it, but I never liked it.
He did specify how about songs with colors like the Thunders. Colors. In the title.
So it has to have an actual
yellow submarine.
Shade. Yes.
Little red Corvette.
Yes. I like it. That's
purple
it.
Purple rain.
We have our.
Nick, I've just done your list for you.
Yeah, you should totally take all three of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to send it out first. I'm going to beat y'all both.
Actually, I'm doing mine right now.
Dang it. I can't do it when I'm producing.
I'm
wait
just totally,
till after four.
I'm just totally going to let Nick talk and you. I'm sorry, Joel talk
not
and
cool.
you. Yeah.
Well, so you got to save your wind anyway. You got to go for the marathon today.
Yeah, I got to carry AJ for 3 more hours.
That's a lot of radio for you, sir.
I know.
6 hours?
I'm just literally going to give the same takes. I'm just going to – actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give the complete opposite takes.
You know what I want you to do?
What?
At least 3 times during the show, I want you to exhale while giving the phone number.
Like for Edward?
Yep.
Well, AJ, that's what's weird is when we do the show, because neither one of us are the guys that – like there's – in the radio, in the business – I'm going to pull back the curtain. In the business – we co-host the show, so this is our show, right? The three of us, this is our show.
Right.
But we all have a job on the show. So Nick is the producer, but unlike a lot of shows, we like Nick to be an equal third.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, you know, there's some guys that'll be like, no, you shut up and don't talk. That's not what we do.
Right.
Joel's the driver, and then I'm what's called the reactor, right? So you drive the show, you take us in and out of breaks, but we all have an equal part, and it all runs together. But when AJ and I do a show, we're both reactors, so not the smoothest in and outs. It's not the smoothest.
Is it like jab after jab after jab?
Basically, it starts with he makes fun of me
for 3 hours.
Yeah, he makes fun of me, and then I make fun of him, and then we just go from there. We just.
But the weird thing is,
thank God I'm not fat right now.
When Fred is out,
yeah,
that AJ would be the driver.
He does drive.
No, last night driving home, it was Wex.
Yeah, no, but when we're together, he's the one that drives. I don't drive.
He doesn't trust you like that?
I don't think Joel trusts me to drive either. That's why I never get to drive. That's why I believe.
What does that say about you, Barry?
It says that people don't give me a fair shake. That's what it says.
Just the man keeping the man down.
It's all right.
On a consistent
I'm oppressed.
Now, if you use the terminology that Lamont uses, it's a point guard and a shooting guard. It's a backcourt.
Right.
And then we're both old.
Speaking of Lamont, he said, so wait, when OU Mike talks logical, it makes no sense to you guys? Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. But nailed it.
Not looking in the direction you're looking to take that thing, but at the same time, yeah, might have nailed it.
Ooh, Nathan has a good song. I'm stealing that one. Black Betty by Ram Jam.
That's racial. I don't like it.
What?
No, it's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
It's a very good song.
So basically, if you just took every song that we just mentioned, Nick, you'd only be about 2 shy of having your list done.
Hey, look, I don't think this is going to be that much of a struggle for me this time.
Really?
Okay.
I'm gonna have a list ready. I'll go the first hour.
Oh, you're going to go?
Be prepared.
Oh, so you get to go with the short
instead
one.
Of eight.
You act like you're biting
the
bullet.
Okay, I'll go the second hour.
You act like you're biting the bullet.
Why don't you be Billy Wagner coming out of the bullpen and close it out?
I could still list 8 songs.
He closes it out every week because he's never prepared.
Well, he's late.
That's not true.
What?
I'll list 8 songs and still go first. That way it doesn't seem like
I'm... How about this? It's 3:22. How about you have your list done before the show's over?
Done.
Okay.
In the commercial break.
Okay.
It's done.
Oh,
but you got to bring me...
So
but you have to
Siri.
Do it in here with pen and paper
no,
only.
Hell no. Hell no.
No laptop, no phone.
Nah.
No, just from memory.
Commercial what, break. Can I, Siri, can you, I need 8 songs about color.
Can you name songs that have a color?
Y'all act like y'all don't Google the songs and ask Siri and whoever, Alexa. And...
We both used to DJ.
We've been naming songs with colors.
We just gave you 8 of them.
So we've got...
Oh, you probably Googled it. Don't lie.
There's nothing here but Twitter.
Show me your history.
I have porn right now up on my laptop.
Well, that's
Please
just
come
on one
look
of your
at
tabs.
My history when yeah. you're writing down your list.
I'm looking at porn while we do the show. What are you talking about?
The Black China porn?
No.
Now, what about... Because rainbow doesn't count because it's not a color.
No.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? No, you can use the Muppet. You can use Kermit. It
doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. Now, and it's also, just to be clear, it's the song title, not the artist.
Right.
So you can't do like Black Rob. That's not.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I can see Nick doing that. What was the club tune? I'm Blue.
I'll do that. That's a fantastic song. I've already used that already.
That's what I'm saying. So it's right there for you. Now we're bringing even more.
I think we have different definitions of fantastic. If you just.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a fantastic song either.
That's a fantastic song?
That's an amazing song.
Wait, no, we definitely are looking at two different dictionaries. If you have fantastic and amazing, using those adjectives to describe the song Blue.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story.
If you hear this song, you're turning away. You're changing the channel.
I'm running. I'm leaving the club. I'm getting out of the car.
This is a song the Muppets should have performed.
I'm stabbing holes in all my speakers so that they can't play this.
I don't know, man. 35 million views on YouTube.
A lot of bored people out there that are on speed and acid and other things.
Really? 35 million?
And this is not even the official video. That's like some lyric video with a bunch of blue cars.
I'm curious.
Because you can't figure the lyrics out to this song.
No, I'm just... Well, you could. Kinda.
Yeah, this is fantastic to you?
This
is
amazing.
Crank it up.
After Blue, what are the words?
Da ba dee da ba da da ba dee da ba da. That's what it
says. And that's amazing to you. This is amazing to you.
Neither one of us is going to argue that. Lyricist. We know.
This is amazing to you.
Eiffel 65 guy is a lyricist.
Double D. He wrote those when he was drunk.
This is the ideal song for the Muppets to perform. You just got a bunch of puppets going. Double D. Double D.
He probably was originally saying I blew. Not I'm blue. He probably had I blue, and it was either talking about something sexual or he was he got pulled over, and the cop was like, yeah, you just blew a 1.8.
Judge, I have Mark Villalobos has a good question.
Okay.
Is raspberry a color?
Yes, because it's describing the color of the beret.
I would say yes.
She didn't wear a beret made out of raspberries. She had a beret that was the color of raspberries. So, yes, I'll allow it.
There it is.
Fine, I won't use the Eiffel 65 song. Whatever.
No, I mean, you can use it.
But then you'll just suck again.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead and take the L now if you use it. It's that bad.
You know what? We need to start letting the people vote again.
Well, you tweet it out, and they usually respond. And last week, it was obvious I won.
That's according to the text line, sir, that I did not see.
Yeah, the text and Twitter. And Twitter.
I don't remember any tweets.
You did not win. There was plenty that I had equal love. So don't just go ahead and crown yourself the champion. There was no trophy, no check.
You literally did not had no texts come in.
That's not true. And I had plenty of tweets that did.
Do you want to go to break or take this call before we do?
Let's go to break, and then we'll take
it. Adam, hang in there. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, we'll be back with the final half hour of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Bowel Brothers Pizza is proud to sponsor The Usual Suspects, serving Chicago deep dish and New York style to the Houston area. Order online at BowelBrothersPizza.com or give them a call at 281-240-4779. Bowel Brothers Pizza at 4779 Sweetwater Boulevard, Sugarland. Bowel Brothers Pizza.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour, big show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects, take you up till 4. Then an unnamed guest along with AJ and Jong take you till 7.
Excuse me, sir? Unnamed guest, special guest star.
World famous comedian Barry Laminack sitting in with the Blitz this afternoon.
That's right. Don't forget it.
It's my calling card at Randall's. And anytime I'm pulled over for a traffic stop.
And at Sterling McCall.
And at Sterling McCall, Lexus, and Toyota.
So this text came in. I don't care what Raheel and Dell say about the shortest wait time and best customer service, but y'all answer phone calls, texts, tweets, carrier pigeons, whatever. That's why The Usual Suspects is the number one show on the radio.
Preach!
Delvin and Raheel can suck it.
Preach!
That is, and y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Yeah!
That was verbatim. I read that text.
I don't think the last part was necessary, but everything else I totally thought was great.
Joel's like, yeah! I don't validate that the last part, but all the rest of it, yeah! And you're not down with the suck it?
I mean, and Della are our coworkers. I would be completely poo-pooing on things I don't appreciate from others in this station.
It's just all love and fun. It's just like we're... it's not serious. I don't really want them to suck it. That would be weird.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it would. And it wouldn't make you a Texan.
No, I fear OU Mike was kidnapped and he keeps trying to call you guys for help and he's speaking in code. Save him, please.
That's probably a fair point.
He's probably in the insane asylum. Justin said, when AJ gives you a take today, you need to react with just, He got on Fred for starting to do that last week. I'm going to do that. I'm totally going to do that.
For 3 hours.
Yeah. Anytime he says anything, I'm just going to go,
Interesting.
I'm just giving what I do to Joel sometimes. Yeah.
You do that one a lot, especially when you're looking at something else.
If I'm not paying attention. Hey, Barry, yeah.
That, we'll move on from that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm easily distracted. I have OCD. We did promise to get these calls in, though. We need to take Adam's call.
Get it.
Adam, what's up, man? You want to talk about songs with the words or with colors in them?
Yeah. Y'all were talking about some blue song.
Yes.
The lyrics actually go, I'm blue, I'm in need of a guy. So that's one of y'all said that y'all really enjoyed that
that's
song.
That's not the lyrics, sir. I've looked it up.
That's Nick's favorite.
Nick was looking at the karaoke screen version. He knows the words.
Yeah, Nick knows what it says. That's why he says the song is fantastic and amazing. He's blue and he's in need of a guy. He knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much for the
recognition. You're never, don't ever call back again, ever.
What does AJ want? What are you? Is he coming in here to talk trash?
Hey, Joel, are you busy later? Because I don't think this thing with Barry's going to work out. It seems like it's not going to go well.
Do you know what that is? He's intimidated. He's scared of me. He doesn't want me on the show.
I just don't want you bringing our ratings down to like the second highest rated show in the city.
That's a good take.
713-780-ESPN.
What does Cuba want to talk about? Intern triathlon?
All right.
What is this?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, great show.
Wait. This isn't C-U-E, Q-Ball. This is Q the letter.
Oh, yeah.
This
okay.
is Q once again. Thank you.
What's up, Q?
Hey, man. Great show, guys.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, I heard earlier some guy was trying to get on you for mistreating these interns.
Yeah.
What you need to have is kind of like an Ironman or triathlon, if you will. Start off with a hot dog eating contest. And then move into a hot wing eating contest. And then finish it up with a pizza eating contest. And then finally wash it all down with a 40-ounce of a slit small liquor.
Yeah, you just want
and
the interns
to bark.
And the
guy that does it in the fastest time is obviously your winner.
Well, I think the alcohol is going to be the catch. Because like I said, I tried to get them to do, instead of a 40 time like running, to drink a 40 and who could do it the fastest. And real quickly, I was told, no, we can't.
Yeah, and remember, not all the interns are of age to drink.
That's true, too.
We would be in the HR department office quickly with that kind of shenanigans.
Yeah. This text came in. Appreciate the call, Q. Thank you. Somebody said, hey, don't worry about it, Nick. Don't let those guys mess with you. I'm here for you. Johnny Weir.
I see the freak. I'm looking at the lyrics, a-hole. I'm looking at the lyrics. It doesn't say anything like that.
Oh, you might just taking shots on the way.
No doubt.
You know, anytime Johnny Weir is brought up, you know who it's from.
Oh, absolutely.
This is definitely OU Mike. Did I say this? Really? I meant ADD, but somebody said, Barry, you just said I lose concentration. I'm OCD.
Yes, you did.
Stupid ass.
You didn't call him out. I didn't hear that. I missed
know.
That.
Wait, I would have totally called him out.
I would have totally called him out.
Of course I meant ADD. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a dumbass. What do you expect from me? All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic.
That's there you go. Thank you, Nick. Well played, sir. Yeah.
That's Trey's thing. Anytime he messes up, hey, I'm dyslexic. It's like, no, Trey, we're doing geography. That doesn't matter. Just because you can't point out where Rhode Island is.
We actually almost got him to throw up in studio one time.
Yeah,
remember?
We did. A couple times.
With what? The shots?
I believe either the dry bread competition or the...
No,
I
had him. When I was screaming at him, he almost threw up the last one.
It wasn't the slurpee.
But when we did the shots of whiskey is when he almost
really got
sick. That's the one.
And then even after, like a half hour after in the hallways, he was like doubled over like, I don't feel so good. My tummy's gurgling. All right. But we know Trey's catchphrases. Like, that's, again, when we talk about the interns, no one would ever know what his main go-to lines are. You wrecked me. You know, Oasis.
Yeah.
You know, My Bloody Valentine. That's on me. I got to do better. I mean, we could just go down the list.
Now everybody's just texting in. Hey, guys, sorry I don't pay attention. I have IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Yes.
Just
that's
random.
Crappy.
Sorry, guys. I'm FBI. I don't really. I can't.
That's crappy.
Yeah.
Irritable bowel syndrome. All right. We'll continue to roll on. We got one segment to go until Battle Royale, Barry and AJ. Unless AJ makes a trade for future considerations.
Lamont, wait. I'm sorry. Keep the music playing. But you know how the number Lamont said, Fred? This is Fred. That's it. We're not taking any more calls. 713-780. Oh, that's hilarious.
What's on your mind, Hoffman?
Oh, God, that's
we'll
too
be
funny.
Back. One segment to go for me and Nick. A couple more hours for Barry. Sitting in for Fred on the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we get ready to turn it over to the world-renowned comedian Barry Laminack, along with AJ Hoffman and Zhong Lee, and the Blitz at 4. I want to get your guys' quick take on this. Everybody's trying to fix college basketball these days, and in lieu of the fact that we still don't have all the details on what's going on with the big scandal, Steve Kerr came out, and he had a pretty good idea. I like it a lot. One of the biggest knocks on the one-and-dones and the hardship cases of the past before Kobe Bryant, you always hear about the success stories like Kobe and Kevin Garnett. You don't hear as much about the guys that ended up not getting drafted or in the second round and then, you know, never been able to resurrect their career, trying to play overseas to get their second chance and never making it. Steve Kerr had a real simple idea. You declare, you go through the process, the draft happens. If you go undrafted, you can go back. Even if you've...
I like that.
I love it.
I do. I really like that. I think it's a simple solution because, well, I think the thing that they're so caught up on and worried about as well, but an agent can give them money and this and that. Okay, so they're not. It's not like they're stealing money from the NCAA if an agent gives them some money. I don't understand why that has to be such a big deal.
His quote is on spot on, too. He says, we all know what's going on. So let's do what's best for the kid and give him some options.
Yep.
Work together between the NBA and NCAA to find the right system, and it's entirely doable if you people just open your eyes. If you don't get drafted, let him go back to school.
It's so simple. But you know the NCAA is never going to do that because they're worried that this kid will take a payment from the agent and get an endorsement before they even get drafted. Who cares?
God forbid he takes a burger and fries. He's going to have to pay that back. Otherwise, he's going to get lose his eligibility.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Absolutely dumb.
Eric Graham said, IBS is a legit excuse for not paying attention. It's hard to focus when you're worried about crap in your pants. Is that a thing? We'll take Dan's call, but real quick, I just wanted to read this text. Laminac, you suck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you know how I take the number and put it in Facebook?
Yeah.
David, you could eat my whole entire ass, dude. All right, let's take Dan's call. Dan wants to talk about songs.
I don't even think you should.
Yeah, I know. I missed the earlier segment. I apologize.
No worries.
I'll blame it on the flu. First of all, Man on the Silver Mountain, Ronnie James Dio, with Rainbow. Awesome.
Okay.
Give me Silver, Blue, and Gold. Before he went to Foreigner, he was the lead singer. And, of course, throwing a little Crystal Gale, Blue Bayou. Not bad, huh?
I don't know if Crystal Gale is going to be a big hit with our listeners.
Great hair, though.
It's not really going to make a lot of impact there in the Houston market.
Great hair.
I'm old school.
That's all right, Dan. I mean, my mom loved Crystal Gale.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Absolutely. So I get it. But, yeah, I don't know if that'll make the list, but the other ones that you added were really good stuff, Dan. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Joel would put Crystal Gale in.
No, sir.
And by the way,
you can put Linda Ronstadt, Blue Bayou.
Rather than, never mind.
No. Easy now. Easy.
Would you rather be Blue Bayou
or Bloom Dotten Deaton Dot Blue?
I need a guy.
It doesn't say I need a guy. Look up the lyrics. Look up the lyrics.
Subliminal Messages by Nick on Wednesday.
Oh, God, I'm so glad this is the last segment. I'm ready to go home.
Snuggle up with your guy.
And listen to Eiffel 65.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. By the way, this dick over here has already put in his list.
Yeah, I know. I was joking.
Dude, you already got your list in.
Saves me time.
Yeah, 338.
I'm a dad, bro. I got things to do at home.
That is a new record. That has to be a new record. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to come up with a topic on Tuesday, not tell you guys until the show starts.
I'm sure Joel's already done that.
No, probably.
No. I'm big on the listeners' pick.
Letting them save me time
sometimes.
I think we should do that next week. We'll just draft three listeners, and they have to make a list for us. I like that idea.
I like that idea, too.
They have to be picked based on a nomination system. So make it worth our while.
Perhaps the suspects that show the most interaction.
Yeah,
no, leading up to bribes, Wednesday. Nick, be honest. We accept bribes.
I'll take it. Absolutely. You want to throw Hefe gave me this cap. If you want to give me another one, I'll take it.
That's true. And you'll get to pick songs on Way Back Wednesday as long as they're clean. And they fit the rules. Mark wants to get in here on songs.
We're going to get what if he takes one of my songs, though? I don't know about taking this call.
Why? You can use it. You get to submit. He doesn't submit a list. You do.
All right, go ahead.
Mark, what's up?
Don't worry, Nick. I'm not taking one of your songs.
Okay.
This is for Joel. This is the one Joel needs to put on his list for sure.
Why, Mark?
Little Wayne, Green and Yellow.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't qualify because it's not pre-2000.
Green and Yellow.
Yeah, he's a huge Packer fan. And so he remade Black and Yellow to be Green and Yellow.
Lil Wayne is a Packer fan?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
I figured he would have been a Saints fan.
Fact. Him, Justin Timberlake, all the great ones.
That's really weird that Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Lil Wayne is a Packers fan.
I vaguely
fan.
Remember him saying something like that, too, in an interview. Yeah. That, I am from New Orleans, but.
Well, let's make an exception.
Yeah, you know what? I'm for it, Mark, but we can't. I got to play by the rules.
Yeah, no.
But I appreciate it.
Mark must be a Packers fan as well.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Nah.
So what was the other one? What was our Lil? When we really focused on Lil, what was that guy? The guy that was
Lil Windex?
Was it Lil Windex?
Yeah, the one that had like 800 followers.
And Lil Peep?
Lil Peep, Lil Pump is another one.
Yeah.
Everyone's just tweeting at me how to trigger AJ on the blitz. Oh, trust me.
I would think you know him well enough to do it on your own.
I've known him for what? Going on 8-9 years now? I think I know how to trigger that dude.
If you were a comedian and you were funny and you could do it. But I mean, okay. I mean, seriously.
Are you hungry?
Hey, Dave, you got company.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, save some for the rest of us.
Dave, how my ass taste? Can I say that?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. What's up?
Do we have a call or not? Oh,
no, I think that was leftovers.
It's not ready. It's being screened.
So, did we discuss this Ed Hockley thing? Did you mention that while I was tuned out?
No, Thunder Guns is gone.
Did you hear this, Nick?
Why did he retire? I mean,
it's weird because he and Jeff Triplett, both longtime officials, they said they're both going to retire. That seems kind of suspect that they're both kind of retiring. And oh, by the way, Ed Hockley's replacement is his son.
And I asked you, does he have guns like Ed? Does he work out?
The pictures that I did see, he was a back judge, so he was signaling for touchdowns and field goals. He doesn't have nearly the artillery that Big Ed does.
Do you think Ed started the trend of buff refs? Because there was that guy in college,
they're now giving him a credit. What did I say they're calling him? I put it on the rundown. But something like
beef ref or something
like that. They're saying the college ref now is the leader in the clubhouse for biggest guns.
But if you look at, because I remember NBA officials, they're okay because they run so much.
Yeah.
But they're more buff
now.
Can
I tell you why?
Why?
So a couple years ago, they made the head of officials an ex-Army, like, general.
Oh.
And so part of the NBA's training regiment and program was just like the combine for the players. Referees had to have certain standards met in terms of working out. Like, they had to run a mile in a certain amount of time. They had to do so, and because of the fact that they're expected to be in the right position all the time in a 48-minute NBA game, they had a stringent test that they had to pass with strength and conditioning and endurance as well as speed. And
they take an eye test.
So, like, every year we had to go to broadcast meetings.
Uh huh.
In one day of the 3-day meetings in New York or in New Jersey, wherever they held it, the referees were in the same hotel, and we would spend the day where they would call us out on bad calls we made on their calls. But in the meantime, when we'd go to the workout room and everything like that, all the refs were fighting over the treadmills and all the weights and everything like that.
Really?
And that's when it happened, when the former Army general decided, hey, if you guys are going to live up to this position, you're going to have to be in shape.
Wow. I figured you just need to be able to run a lot and have good eyesight. You know what I mean? Those are the two main things for me. Yeah. As long as you can keep up with the players and run up and down and match the intensity on fast breaks for 4 quarters, why do you have to have muscles? And I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, their clothes started getting smaller too, because we noticed during the meetings and stuff, they'd normally come in with like a baggy sweater and some jeans. All of a sudden they're wearing like a medium, you know, sweater fitting airtight and some tight skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
They're like, look at me, I'm buff.
For those of you who are wondering, it's the Big 12 referee, Mike Duffy or Duffy?
Duffy.
D-E-F-E-E. Is Duffy?
Duffy.
D-E-F-E-E is how
we
it's spelled.
We tried him on the show, remember?
I think it's Mike Duffy.
Okay.
I think. Eric Graham said, how much does it hurt Nick's draft stock now that he lied on the do you like men question and the combine?
God. This is never going to go. This is never going to go away.
Oh, man. We got to go to break. I thought I had the bad questions.
We got to go to break.
Don't blame me, bro. That's Twitter.
Nick, weren't we trying to get that referee on right after the national championship game he did?
I tried, but I don't think he was.
Because he lives in Texas.
Yeah, I think he had, by the time I requested him, he had already done a couple interviews, and perhaps he was kind of worn out from them. So.
That was kind of like the Ken, what's his name, at the debate.
But he's got a beer gut,
that guy. Who was the guy that had his 15 minutes
of
fame?
Ken
Bone?
Yes.
Ken Bone with the red sweater. And the red sweater?
Yes.
All right, well, we're done. At least two of us are. And the third one's ready to rumble.
Let's do it.
Barry, you're going to stay where you're at because you're in AJC.
Yeah, you know he's going to cry and bitch and moan until I move, so
just
no.
Make sure he's got the internet. That's all I'm telling you.
I'll just move over there.
All right, for Nick, I'm Joel. Barry's next with more. He's next with the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.